This recording, Texas 23, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling Comma, Comma, which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it took some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. All right. Hey, so me and my friend, we decided to go to Devil's Den. It would be about last March before all the COVID stuff happened, or February. And we went and it was cool. So it was really nice. And it's like one of my favorite things to do to get away from the campus. And we went on the yellow trail because the first time we went halfway. So we're trying to progress through that. And the drive is beautiful, except for I hate that, like, when you're going, the roads are so tiny. And so you're like almost going to fall off when you're driving to get to the trail, but we made it. So that was fun. And then we got on the trail, which is really nice because we went around 9 or 10, and that's like the peak time to do it because not a lot of people are there in the morning. And so we went, and then we were on the right track, and we realized that like midway through we kind of like got off. And so when we got to like the end part, it was where it was like another location to start. So then we had to like double all the way back and make sure we weren't lost. We like looked for the little X markers. And so we ended up doing like kind of twice the trail as opposed to just doing one trail. So that was really nice. We got, we took a lot of pictures and we went over a little bridge. And then we got to see a waterfall. So it ended up not being as terrible, but I like to throw that in there because it's really fun. We also got to go over the lookout, so that was really cool, just kind of get away from space, as well as just me and her enjoying nature to its fullest without a billion people being there as usual with Devil's Den. And then the trek actually wasn't terrible. The hardest part was just going over like the mountainside part of it where it's kind of a cliff getting onto the actual trail if you're starting from the bottom up. And that was kind of scary, especially if you're not wearing like the right shoes or clothing. But like some kids go, I know a lot of people take their children, which is weird because they could really fall off. But that was our trip. We made it eventually right before everyone else started coming. But duly noted, always just look on. Bring a map if you want to, or even your phone, even though you don't really get like much cell service. But look for the markers, and once you don't see any markers, realize that you're going off the trek. And that's it.